Lesson 48. John Blake had been trying to find the pendant that had been stolen from the museum, and at last he and Mary Green found the man who had the pendant. It was Anthony Fawcett, the collector of old things. He had killed Mr. Egg, the bookseller, to get the diary with the drawing of the pendant. He had also tried to kill John and Mary by locking them into Mr. Egg's shop and setting fire to it. Well, now Mr. Fawcett had got both the pendant and the diary, without which he couldn't have found the secret compartment of the pendant containing the diamonds. Now he was planning to leave the country. John and Mary were following him in Mary's car. They were driving like mad, paying no attention to the traffic on the road or the traffic lights.
Stop! Stop! The traffic lights are red! Can't you see the traffic lights? They're red!
Oh, hello, Constable. I seem to have made a little mistake.
Oh, you certainly did, miss. But now don't worry. That'll be all right. Next time, watch the traffic lights, please.
Goodness, what a lot of traffic. You can't see the road for cars. However will we get across?
There should be a policeman here in such heavy traffic.
Well, Mr. Fawcett was trying to leave the country with the pendant. Mary and John were following him in Mary's car. She was driving like mad.
Look out!
What's the matter?
Didn't you see the traffic lights?
Yes, I did.
They were red, and we didn't stop.
Fawcett didn't stop either.
Don't you think we should tell the police?
No, we can't. If we stop to phone, we'll lose Fawcett.
There's a lot of traffic on the road.
But there's Fawcett's car in front of us.
Where's he going? Isn't there some way to stop him? Can't we drive into him?
No, we can't. This is my car. I'm not going to drive into him.
Can't we keep closer to him?
No, we can't.
Oh, what's he doing now?
He's turning back towards the town centre.
The traffic lights were red, but Mary didn't stop. They tried to guess where Fawcett was driving. Do you think he will drive to a port? John asked. Perhaps he will drive to an airport, Mary answered. A port is a town at the seaside where ships arrive and depart. An airport is a place where planes land and take off. Then John and Mary began to talk about the pendant. Mary said Dr. Haverhill had given the pendant to the museum, but he hadn't given the diamonds to the museum. The diamonds were in a secret compartment in the pendant. Mary said, if the diamonds are found, they will belong to Miss Haverhill, won't they? Miss Haverhill was Dr. Haverhill's sister, a strange old lady. While John and Mary were talking, they lost Fawcett's car. There was a lorry on the road in front of them. The lorry was in the way, and they couldn't pass it. And when it moved, they couldn't see Fawcett.
Hitting that poor horse.
He won't move. He refuses to go a step further. Get moving, you beast. Move!
Hands up. Don't move. Hear what I said? Hands up or I'll shoot.
Fantastic. Look at him. He's not frightened at all. He didn't move a muscle.
What did you expect? A dummy can't move. I'm cold. I'm frozen stiff.
Well, run. Keep moving. Then you'll soon warm up. You must keep moving or you'll really freeze.
Brr, I'm cold. I'm frozen stiff.
Move your chair nearer to the fire.
Mummy, I want to say sorry to Dad.
Don't go to him now, dear. He's terribly angry with you.
But I want to say I'm sorry. I want to promise him I'll be a good girl. I want to tell him I'll never do it again, and I'll...
Don't go now, Nicky. Don't say a word. He's so angry that nothing will move him. Hello, Liz. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Oh, we're fine. We've just moved into a new flat. You know, the old one was too small with two children.
And where have you moved to?
Into a very nice part of town. Come and see us sometime.
What's the time?
It's midnight already.
Oh, goodness. I think it's high time we were moving.
John and Mary were following Mr. Fawcett. They were talking about the pendant.
I've been thinking about the pendant. Dr. Haverhill gave it to the museum, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
But he didn't give the diamonds to the museum.
He didn't know about the diamonds.
If he'd known about the diamonds, he wouldn't have given them to the museum.
Wouldn't he?
Would you?
I'm not Dr. Haverhill.
If the diamonds are found, they'll belong to Miss Haverhill, won't they?
Yes, I think they will.
If we catch Fawcett, we'll give the diamonds to Miss Haverhill.
Where is Fawcett now?
I can't see him. That lorry's in the way.
Oh, the lorry's moving. But where's he gone?
I don't know.
Oh, we've lost him.
John and Mary were driving after Mr. Fawcett in Mary's car, but suddenly a lorry got in their way. When the lorry moved, they couldn't see Fawcett. In front of the railway station, they caught sight of Fawcett's car. It's the railway station, John said. He's going to take a train.
Oh, Tom, excuse me for interrupting you. You know, it's never been quite clear to me how to buy a ticket at the railway station in England. Could you explain it to me, please?
Of course, Cathy. It's a very useful question. What about going to the railway station together?
Oh, good idea.
Then let's start. First, we have to go to the booking office.
What for?
To buy the tickets, of course.
And where's the booking office?
The booking offices are in the booking hall. Come on, here we are. 2 to Exeter, please.
Single or return?
Return, please.
Here you are, sir.
Thank you. Come on, Cathy.
Tickets, please.
Who is he?
He's the ticket collector. He stands at the barrier to the platform and looks at the passengers' tickets. He checks that every passenger has a ticket. Then he lets you onto the platform that your train departs from.
I see. And what if I don't want to take a train, but go on a platform to see somebody off?
Then you have to buy a platform ticket. On most stations, you can buy a platform ticket from a machine without going to the booking office. Then you can go onto the platform, but you can't get on the train.
I see. That was very interesting and useful. Thank you very much, Tom.
Not at all. But now it's time we follow John and Mary.
Look, there's the station car park. Perhaps he's there.
Of course, it's the railway station. He's going to take a train. Let's stop.
But we're not sure he's here, are we?
Yes, we are. Look, that's his car over there.
If that's his car, he'll be on the station. And if he's buying a ticket, he'll be in the booking hall. Come on.
Can you see him?
No, I can't. Oh, there are too many people. But he must be here.
If he's going by train, he'll buy a ticket. If he buys a ticket, he'll come here. Then where is he?
There he is.
Where?
There. At the barrier.
But he didn't buy a ticket.
He did. He bought a platform ticket.
A platform ticket?
Of course, from a machine.
Fawcett stopped in the station car park. He got a platform ticket so that he could get on the platform.
I'm terribly excited. Did he manage to get away with the pendant?
Cathy, really, you don't think I'm going to tell you what happened, do you? You will find out later, but first you have to exercise your English. So now, exercise 1.
Can't we drive into him?
No, we can't. I'm not going to drive into him.
Can't we turn back?
No, we can't. I'm not going to turn back.
Can't we see her off to the station?
No, we can't. I'm not going to see her off to the station.
Can't we phone them?
No, we can't. I'm not going to phone them.
Can't we give them a lift?
No, we can't. I'm not going to give them a lift.
Can't we buy a ticket for him?
No, we can't. I'm not going to buy a ticket for him.
Can't we take the morning train?
No, we can't. I'm not going to take the morning train.
Can't we go on?
No, we can't. I'm not going to go on.
Exercise 2. Listen.
Don't you think we should stop him?
There's no way to stop him.
Don't you think you should turn back?
There's no way to turn back.
Don't you think we should help her?
There's no way to help her.
Don't you think they should return the pendant?
There's no way to return it.
Don't you think they should save us?
There's no way to save us.
Don't you think we should contact the detective?
There's no way to contact him.
Don't you think you should keep an eye on him?
There's no way to keep an eye on him.
Don't you think we should wake the listeners up?
There's no way to wake them up.
Exercise 3. We can't stop him.
But there must be some way to stop him.
You can't turn back.
But there must be some way to turn back.
We can't help her.
But there must be some way to help her.
They can't return the pendant.
But there must be some way to return it.
They can't save us.
But there must be some way to save us.
We can't contact the detective.
But there must be some way to contact him.
You can't find him.
But there must be some way to find him.
You can't wake the listeners up.
But there must be some way to wake them up.
Exercise 4. Listen.
There's the station car park.
And there he is at the station car park.
There's the police car.
And there he is in the police car.
There's the photo.
And there he is in the photo.
There's the slot machine.
And there he is at the slot machine.
There's the booking hall.
And there he is in the booking hall.
There's the barrier.
And there he is at the barrier.
There's the microphone.
And there he is at the microphone.
And now listen to the story once again. John and Mary were following Mr. Fawcett in Mary's car.
Look out!
What's the matter?
Didn't you see the traffic lights?
Yes, I did.
They were red, and we didn't stop.
Fawcett didn't stop either.
Don't you think we should tell the police?
No, we can't. If we stop to phone, we'll lose Fawcett.
There's a lot of traffic on the road.
But there's Fawcett's car in front of us.
Where's he going? Isn't there some way to stop him? Can't we drive into him?
No, we can't. This is my car. I'm not going to drive into him.
Can't we keep closer to him?
No, we can't.
Oh, what's he doing now?
He's turning back towards the town centre. I've been thinking about the pendant. Dr. Haverill gave it to the museum, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
But he didn't give the diamonds to the museum.
He didn't know about the diamonds.
If he'd known about the diamonds, he wouldn't have given them to the museum.
Wouldn't he?
Would you?
I'm not Dr. Haverill.
If the diamonds are found, they'll belong to Miss Haverill, won't they?
Yes, I think they will.
If we catch Fawcett, we'll give the diamonds to Miss Haverill.
Where is Fawcett now?
I can't see him. That lorry's in the way.
Oh, the lorry's moving. But where's he gone?
I don't know.
Oh, we've lost him.
Look, there's the station car park. Perhaps he's there.
Of course, it's the railway station. He's going to take a train. Let's stop.
But we're not sure he's here, are we?
Yes, we are. Look, that's his car over there.
If that's his car, he'll be on the station. And if he's buying a ticket, he'll be in the booking hall. Come on.
Can you see him?
No, I can't. Oh, there are too many people. But he must be here.
If he's going by train, he'll buy a ticket. If he buys a ticket, he'll come here. Then where is he?
There he is.
Where?
There. At the barrier.
But he didn't buy a ticket.
He did. He bought a platform ticket.
A platform ticket?
Of course. From a machine.
Then we can buy platform tickets as well.
Hurry.
I am hurrying.
If we don't hurry, we'll lose him. There he goes.
Where? Where's he gone?
Down to number 2 platform. Oh, hurry, John.
Lesson 49. John Blair.